Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The attacks that killed 13 U.S. service members and dozens of Afghan civilians in Kabul marked a sad day in our history, especially for those who've served in the armed forces. We want to speak with one of them now. Sebastian Gallegos is a veteran who joined the Marines in 2007. During his second deployment to Afghanistan in 2010, he lost his arm in an explosion on the front lines. He was 21 years old. Gallegos was sent home with a Purple Heart, but says members of his unit have remained in Afghanistan. He joins us now from San Antonio, Texas. Sebastian, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you for having me.
How did you first learn about the attack in Kabul?
So an active duty friend of mine posted about that on social media and alluded to some of the reporting on the numbers of KIA being incorrect.
And, KIA being killed in action.
Yes, ma'am, being killed in action. And just because initially there was only 3 to 4 Marines killed, and so I think that they were probably thinking that it was underreported just because of the nature of the explosion.
It's incredible to me that you were injured in 2010, and here we are 11 years later, and some of your colleagues are still serving in Afghanistan. What do you think about? How do you take in what is now finally the end of this war?
I think that whenever I joined, I told my friends, and we talked about, like, we joined specifically, at least my generation, because Iraq was kind of already over. We joined to fight the Taliban because they protected Osama bin Laden. And you were joining with the thinking that you would prevent somebody else's son from having to be in that fight. And so I think that everybody before, you know, yesterday was thinking that, it was already over and, you know, the decisions were being made to pull everybody out. I think that for me and the guys in 2013 when bin Laden was killed, I thought that the mission was over because we didn't go there to engage the Taliban. We went in there because the Taliban was protecting Osama bin Laden after the attacks of 9/11.
So if you went in because to fight the Taliban because they were protecting Osama bin Laden, and yet the Taliban is now basically in control of Kabul, do you see at least your part of the mission as a success because Osama bin Laden was killed, or as partially a failure because the Taliban is back in Kabul?
I think that a lot of the Marines that are still active duty and the people that are out already involved in the clearing operations, because we were part of the push under President Obama to clear out the Taliban. We won every single battle that we had against the Taliban, and the peace that we achieved in specifically Sangin and Helmand Province was a big accomplishment then. But I think that we understood that, like, as politicians get to decide, you know, why we're there, how long we're there for. But if you put the Taliban in front of us, we beat them every single time we're faced against them.
What do you think of President Biden's decisions here and him his actions as commander in chief? Is he making the right decisions?
I think that if there were criticism against Biden, it's not about necessarily pulling out, because I would think that the consensus, at least among my Marine Corps, you know, infantry community, is that we accomplished what we were supposed to accomplish and we can't occupy forever. And at least that's not the mission of the Marine Corps, maybe the Army. But I think that the decision to pull out was right. But the criticism that I've seen against him and that I personally think is valid is the air bases that were evacuated. And, you know, the Secretary of Defense, he alluded to the ability of the Afghan army to sustain the bases without our help and fight the Taliban. And I think that that's pretty clear that they're not able to do that. And so his testimony was probably false and incorrect. And I think that whatever happens, leaders should be held accountable to the things that they testified to.
My last question for you, it's been some 14 years since you joined the Marines. If you had to make the decision again, would you make the same one?
That's a difficult question to answer because I think that combat veterans probably have a different view of things, because I would always make the decision to join the Marine Corps, even if I don't completely agree with the foreign policy decisions. I think that we demonstrated over there that people are willing to fight for things that they believe in. And at the very least, the people in Afghanistan now know that, you know, should they take up the fight against the Taliban, they'll have an ally.
Sebastian Gallegos, a Purple Heart Marine veteran who served in Afghanistan, thanks so much for bringing your perspective to the show.
Thank you, ma'am.